People in Honolulu remark these days about how many homeless they see on the street, and yet the opportunity to talk with one of those people is very rare. I was fortunate to talk with Aura Reyes. Aura Reyes was a psych tech, a certified nurse's aide since 1998, and she worked for TSA, doing both jobs for years after losing her home.
You would think, oh, well, you work in two jobs, you get paid good money, what's your problem? I don't know what my problem is. I'm always like one paycheck behind on everything.
Reyes and her husband have four children. When their rent suddenly jumped from $1,100 to $1,500 a month, they knew they couldn't afford it.
Before I actually became homeless, I called all these places up and they're like, sorry, we can only help you if you're homeless. I said, oh my God, what if I'm trying not to be homeless? Like, really, really? I have to lose everything before you can help me? Like, are you
According
serious?
To Reyes, by the time you're on the street, everyone and everything you believed in has failed.
All of a sudden, it was my fault. I was wrong. Why did I? And I don't know how to fight it. I've never done this before. I'm fighting this thing blind.
Reyes and her husband were determined to stay together. That prevented their entry into many shelters. Their children were later taken away by a social service agency.
After they took the kids, it was like my life was over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything in my life revolved around my kids.
Reyes says inside the high-rises and upscale activities available just blocks away.
We was with you. Some of us still work next to you people. Just you don't know that they're homeless. Yeah, I used to work with her. Da, 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 da. I work with her. What? She's homeless. What? She's homeless. Oh. Everything changes. Your whole perception of how people look at you changes. How they treat you changes. You know? It hurts. It already hurts to be here. And then to be accused of things that you're not doing, or to try and follow the law only for them to make another law so that you're now breaking the law, or you know what I mean? Like, plenty of people out here are like, oh my God, I've never gotten a ticket before in my life until I came out here, like, oh my God, I have to go sit in jail. And they just break down and lose it, and then it's like, well, if I'm a criminal already.
In 2011, as they were losing their home, Reyes filed a request for emergency family housing with HUD. After 7 years on the street, her emergency housing was granted. Reyes spends most of her time still in Kaka'ako, helping people connect with supplies and with each other. It's the only security you have, she says. What is it really like making your bed on a strip of cement in Honolulu? We'll learn more and meet another member of Kapo'e o Kaka'ako next. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.